I'm not going to be able to do this justice. I'm not going to be able to say what I want to say exactly the way I want to say it. So listen up. You see, I'm limited by words and their meaning. I'm limited by time in this audio. I'm being limited by my mortal existence and my capacity to think and understand because I'm only human. I think I see a glimmer of what's meant by love never dies. For me, it took working with the dead. Thornton Wilder once wrote, "There is a land of the living and a land of the dead, and the bridge is love, the only survival, the only meaning." I'm building a tree, a family tree. I've got about 1,000 people scattered about my branches. That may sound like a lot, but others have thousands upon thousands. I started 9 years ago. My wife has her tree joined with mine. It takes perseverance to get started, and then, after a while, one loses track of all time. Lost in people and places, the past becomes real, then becomes present. 3 hours seem like 10 minutes. A searcher builds a tree, reads and researches, gathering informative tidbits, and soon a character, a man or a woman, appears, seemingly from nowhere. A life now exists on a tree where there had been nothing. A man, a woman, a mother, a great-great-grandfather, seemingly lost to the ages, now very real. Note to self, will I be forgotten to the ages? Will the love for my children and passion for life, my quirks and my legacy, be forgotten 3 generations from now? I think about that man or that woman and all those lives he or she touched, had loved, all of those people who loved that man or woman and all of the toil and strife they endured. I think about all of the happiness that came their way and challenges and heartache, too. True. I remember a granduncle that had argued with his mother over his girlfriend. At 18, he left his rural home for Kansas City, only to die a few short months later from the Spanish flu. That was December 1918. The sadness never left his mother, nor the love. That young man, once lost to the ages, stands true and bold in my mind. Pick anyone on your tree. Go back as far as you wish, as far as you have a name, maybe a birth year or a death date. Think of the love they had for their parents, children, and siblings. Where is that love? Does it exist? Think of the love surrounding them. The love they nurtured is still there, somewhere. Think of the wealth of people, your family members, not in monetary terms, but the vastness of their love and existence and their toil and strife, the enormity of it, the mass of their total existence, all these people just gone? No way. They walked the same ground. They worked the same earth. A hand-me-down hammer you have, they held. Just a different time. We may enter the same home, but a different age. We share the same existences, but not the same moment. And yet we think they're gone? There was so much love that it can't have vanished. Their loving spirits still exist, I believe. Thornton Wilder once wrote, "But soon we shall die, and all memory of those 5 will have left the earth, and we ourselves shall be loved for a while and forgotten. But the love will have been enough. All those impulses of love return to the love that made them. Even memory is not necessary for love." A friend of mine believes the Apostle Paul, in his first letter to the Corinthians, and Wilder, are telling us that the best of this love that we have for each other never, ever dies. "This is a mystery, but in my heart I know it is true," Joanna Siebert writes. Even though Joanna's parents are dead, their love still surrounds her. She feels it. At times, she senses love from specific individuals who have passed. "Love," she adds, "is all we have to contribute to this life that is lasting. And love is all we carry with us into the life after this life. Love is the bridge between the two." That's my take on it. For Paragon Communications, I'm Paul Joseph.